Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
This is Kimberly, or at least
that's what she wants to be known as. Go ahead, madam.
So I'm a little confused right now. I feel like I shouldn't be mad, but I am really pissed off at my husband and my best friend.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't sound good.
Pretty much, my husband confessed to me about a week ago, so randomly, that in college, he one time had sex with my best friend.
Whoa!
Oh!
And I mean my best friend. We grew up together. We did everything together. She's also the godmother of our
child. What?
And this, wait, and this happened how long ago?
When we were in college, so like 7-8 years ago.
Hold on, and were you dating him, and he cheated on you with your best friend, or?
No. They went to college together, and she actually introduced me to him. We weren't dating yet.
She introduced you to your husband?
Yeah.
After she had sex with him?
I guess, yeah.
Well, she knew he wasn't a match for her, but, you know, would
that's
be a good
so
match
weird.
For her.
Wow.
That's so weird. I know, Pebbles, I know you're very mature in this situation, but no, man.
I want to know why it came out. Like, why was this even discussed?
I don't know. He randomly brought it up, and that's what's really disturbing to me. I'm not sure what triggered him to tell me. I also don't understand why they didn't tell me in the first place.
I bet it was probably something where it was weighing on them. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. They have holidays and birthdays and stuff together, and they probably felt like it was an elephant in the room and just wanted to get it off their chest.
So let's hurt somebody else by making us feel better. I just don't see what the positive in this, because nobody's going to leave anybody. It's like,
well, we don't know that.
Nobody's leaving anybody.
Kimberly, are you going to leave your husband because your best friend had sex with him and then said, this penis would be good for Kimberly?
Hey, maybe it wasn't good sex.
No, I'm not going to leave him, but it also makes me think, what else is he keeping from me? You know, I feel awkward around him now. I feel like I can't trust him. I can't trust my best friend. I'm ignoring her.
You haven't even talked to her about this yet?
No, I don't know how to approach her about it. I mean, we talk every day, and now we haven't talked for a week.
Oh, my God.
So I don't understand why, in the beginning, she didn't just say, you know, I want to introduce you to this guy. Just so you know, we might have slept together once. Like, why? That could have solved everything a long time ago.
Then Kimberly wouldn't have married the guy. Like, if somebody came to me and said, hey,
but
I just had sex
with this
girl.
She would have had the choice back then. She should have said something way in the beginning.
Well, we're past
this
that now.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, well, hold on. We might not be past. If anybody in the audience has a time machine, Kimberly would like to borrow it.
Oh, man.
Okay, so let's say she came to you. See, it's hard for you to answer that now because, you know, you're married to him and all this stuff. But I'm thinking if in the past, if she came to you and said, hey, I just had sex with this guy. He's not my type, but he might be yours. Would you even have dated him?
I would think about it.
You're saying that because he's your husband now. You know you wouldn't. You know you wouldn't. Okay, well, listen.
Oh, this is
then
tough.
She would have married somebody else and lived happily ever after.
Yeah, and
now look where we are.
In an alternate universe, you're married to someone else, and they're married with kids. But in this universe, you're gonna have to eat it, I guess.
Yeah. So what, you're calling us for what? Are you trying to like make us help you feel better about it, or do you want to be able to confront the friend? Like, what's your next step here?
Honestly, you just ruined my morning.
Well, I just need advice. I don't really know how to approach either of them.
Did it even mean anything to them when they had sex?
Oh, then probably she's going to have to ask.
Probably not, right?
Oh, every birthday party, every time you guys are just hanging out. Every time, like, he has a conversation. Oh, inside jokes. Imagine the inside jokes that you didn't even realize were happening.
Try to make
it really making me feel better.
I know.
I really don't know what to tell you, but I appreciate that you were mature enough to call us and tell us this situation, madam.
Thank you.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.